Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey there. So in honor of the fact we've just celebrated Father's Day, I wanted to spend some time today sharing some planning tips that my husband and I use. So my daughter's father here in honors of Father's Day. And these were some lessons I've had to learn the hard way. So hopefully I can spare all of you guys from maybe doing some things in the way I used to, which wasn't so great, and help you get some strategies in place to stay in sync with your planning. So let's go ahead and jump in. Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. And just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony. Hey there, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Now, I usually spend most of my time here on the podcast giving kind of more what I call singular planning tips, like for you, the individual, to work on your plans. But in honor of the fact that we've just celebrated Father's Day, I wanted to take some time today to talk more about co-planning when you have a spouse or a significant other or any other, you know, friend, family that is tightly integrated into your life, where you need to really think strategically about planning. So throughout the podcast today, I'm going to be relating it to my life. So for me, that is my husband, and share some tips of things maybe I wished I had learned earlier in life, all around co-planning. So I've got 5 tips and strategies that I use here in my house that I'm going to be sharing with you guys today. So let's just go ahead and dive in. So first and foremost, and this is something I need to remind myself often, is to know when it is time to stop being the ringleader of the circus. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, we always joke very openly in our family that I am kind of the COO, you know, that the head of operations here in terms of coordinating schedules with my daughter, with me, with my spouse, all that kind of stuff. And because I do the weekly planning, monthly planning, et cetera, and I do that in the privacy of my office, usually I always know what's planned and what's going on. And so it's very easy for me to stay on top of everything. And I will sometimes fall in the trap of getting really frustrated because other people aren't on board. But it's because I've been the ringleader quietly over here in my office without involving and communicating with everybody kind of ideas that are going on in my head, why I'm making decisions that I'm making, et cetera. So first and foremost, if you find that you're getting a lot of pushback and resistance and people going, wait, why are we doing this? What's going on? That might be a sign that you are in that ringleader mode, meaning you're creating the plans and then kind of forcing them on everybody without getting buy-in and communication. I did this for years. I don't love admitting it, but I did. And when I finally stepped off of the ringleader box in the middle of the circus arena and really leaned into these next four tips that I want to share with you around family planning and co-planning, it really has made a huge impact. So that is tip number one, is recognize if you are in that ringleader mode so that you can step away from it. Now, the second thing that we use every single week is what I call a weekly review. We like to do this Sunday night because we're usually always at home having dinner as a family. And it's not, you know, I don't come with my planner and lay out every single thing that's going on, but every Sunday night is kind of, you know, as dinner's wrapping up, the lay of the land of what's going on the upcoming week that involves more than one of us that is important for everybody to know. So it might be, you know, something off schedule. Hey, don't forget, we've got a makeup class on Tuesday afternoon. Or, hey, don't forget, you know, I've got this big event this week. And so it's important for everybody to understand that, or if somebody's on travel, et cetera. So anything that is just a good reminder of anything out of the ordinary on the upcoming week, we just do a quick review of that as a family on Sunday nights. And it's been really, really helpful. Now, because you need to make sure you're getting the right level of information in those reviews. If I were to sit down and go, okay, Monday, 8:30, Monday, 10 a.m., Monday, everybody's not listening, right? This is why it's those big things that are out of the ordinary that are a great review for everybody. Now, the next tip tied right into this is I encourage everyone, and I teach it inside my top program as well, the importance of establishing what I like to call just your communication center for everybody that lives in your house. Now, again, with this needs to be the right level of information. So similar to that weekly review, because let's face it, they're all probably going to forget it the minute I tell them. I use a weekly post-it note. It's a post-it note that is a very long rectangular one. I just order them on Amazon, and it has just a little square for every day of the week. And what I put on that post-it note, again, is just the information that affects more than one member of our household. So my entire weekly plan is not on that communication center. What's on the communication center is any change in who might be doing a drop-off or a pickup from school or an activity, any kids' activities that require either me or my spouse to do any driving, and then the name of who's doing the driving goes next to it. You know, any evening activities, if my husband or I are on travel and will be gone, that goes on the communication center as well. So this way, and I stick it right next to the coffee maker and the snacks. So when someone says, oh, what's going on Wednesday? I can say, hey, just go take a look at the sticky note. So they know it's there. Doesn't mean they always look. No, but at least I have a place to send them so that I'm not repeating the information. Now, if you have a larger family, you might need something larger than what I use. And they make great week at a glance whiteboards that are magnetic that you could put on your fridge as well. But having that information visually there, it changes every week so that people don't, you know, sometimes if it's the same thing all the time, you stop looking at it. And all that's on there, again, is the important things that affect multiple members of the household. So now let's move on to number four, which is a monthly review. Now, the monthly review right now in our family is something I only do with my husband. We don't involve our daughter in this because we've just found it gets to be overwhelming for her when we're talking 2-3 weeks out. She doesn't want to hear that. She really likes to live more in the upcoming week. So every month, my husband and I will sit down, and I usually go up to his office because he works on a digital planner. I'm on a paper planner. And it's just a chance for us at the start of the month to touch base on the things that we both need to be in sync on. This is a chance for us to talk about any schedule changes that are out of the ordinary during the school year. Are there any days off from school? Because I'm pretty sure never a month goes by without at least one day off, right? Any trips, either, you know, for me personally, him personally, or family trips. And then this is the opportunity for us to really look at our weekends together to make sure that we understand what our plan is. You know, weekends really are the opportunity for him and I to get caught up on chores around the house, et cetera. But we also want to make sure that we're planning in, you know, time with family or time for me to be mother-daughter time, time for him to have father-daughter time, et cetera. So that's our opportunity for us to kind of look at the month and really make sure we understand, you know, who might be more on a particular weekend, any changes we need to make that way. And then finally, annual planning. So my husband and I would say I call it annual planning, but it's something we tend to do more like twice a year, where we are syncing up on our family trips, vacations, holidays, you know, where are we going or who's coming to us for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, et cetera, making sure that the school calendar is in sync for both him and I, and also the opportunity for us to discuss what are our goals here for our family. We do our budget review twice a year, and any other kind of personal goals of things that we might be working towards saving for, things on our wish list, et cetera. So we typically do that in the fall and in the spring. Now, notice I said fall and spring, not beginning of the year and halfway through the year, because in the fall is when we're already planning into next year. And then so in the fall of 2021, we were discussing spring trips, et cetera, into 2022. It is, you know, we're in summer now, but just a few months back here in 2022, we were pulling out our calendar and we were looking at the fall and the winter of this year, getting our fall family trip planned, discussing holidays, et cetera. And so this, I used to kind of go off into my own little silo and do all that level of planning by myself. And then all of a sudden I'd spring things on my family and they'd be like, wait, what are we doing? And so that ties back to that tip number one of know when it's time to not be the ringleader of the circus and create these meetings. Now, when my husband and I sit down to do our monthly review, that takes all of about 10 minutes. And then that kind of twice a year annual long-term strategic planning, we'll usually sit down, you know, in the evening or maybe on a weekend, on a Saturday afternoon, if it's nice, sit out on the screen and back porch. He'll bring his computer down or I will go up to his office. And those typically take, we probably spend about 20, 30 minutes at those. So again, nothing huge. It's not going to, you know, you don't need to carve out hours of your life. But I will tell you, if you can start to establish those weekly reviews, communication center for the family, then monthly reviews, and then those more long-term strategic annual planning, it has saved us so much heartache, arguing, miscommunication, et cetera. So I hope you found these helpful, and I will see you back here again for another episode of the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.